today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we're going to speak about the view of Imam Ali alayhi salam towards worshipping Allah.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you until I took the first step. That's when you open the doors for me. Now, Allah, I realize what I was missing by being far from you.
So be with us, but first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Sunday, we are with today's special, 9th of Rajab, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 1st of Bahman, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 207. We listen to it, then we learn more about it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن الناس من يشري نفسه ابتغاء مرضات الله والله رؤوف بالعباد.
And of the people is he who sells himself, seeking means to the approval of Allah. And Allah is kind to His servants.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The commentators totally have said that the verse was revealed about and in the praise of Ali ibn Abi Talib after that he readily slept in the bed of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, on the night known as Laylatul Mabit. This idea is in wide scale famous so that none can deny it but a pagan or a crazy one. Many of the Muslim scholars have confessed to the fact. The late Allama Amini has mentioned the names of such scholars in his famous book, Al-Qadir. The topic of this episode is the view of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, towards worshipping Allah. Some people think that worshipping is a kind of transaction, compensation, and exchanging work with reward. The other view of worship is the spiritual view. In the spiritual view, worship is not a property to be traded. Rather, it is a tool in reaching the means of proximity to the Creator. Worship becomes an ascent of the soul, elevation of the spirit towards the invisible center of the universe, nurture of the spiritual talents, spirit's victory over the body, the best way to praise the Creator of the universe, and finally, a way to move closer towards Allah. Imam Ali's view on worship is similar to the spiritual view. In fact, the source of the spiritual worship after the Holy Quran and the Prophet Sunnah comes from the sayings and worships of Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Mm-hmm. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Types of worship in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Surely a group worshipped Allah desiring heaven, and that is the worship of traders. Another group worshipped him out of fear, and that is the worship of slaves. Yet another group worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in gratitude, and that is the worship of the free." And this enlightening statement, Imam Ali salam explains the motives of worship with their respective categories, beautifully and precisely dividing people into three groups. The first group consists of those who are drawn to worship by the desire for heaven, love for its beauties and other heavenly rewards. Although their worship is valid, contrary to what some uninformed people might think, it certainly isn't the highest level, as the act resembles traders who invest capital for better returns. The second group includes those driven by the fear of hell's fire and its severe punishments. The worship is also valid, but not the highest, as it resembles slaves acting out of fear of their master's whip. The third group is those whose level of thought, knowledge, and sincerity is higher. It's higher than being motivated by heavenly rewards or the fear of hell's punishment. Instead, their worship is driven by love for the Almighty, gratitude for His blessings, and the desire to be close to Him. This is the noblest motive for worship, the worship of the free, free from the allure of paradise and the fear of hell.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Now one question is here. What did the Prophet of Islam say about Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Ali's virtues? Many things have been said about the commander of the faithful, peace and greetings be upon him. However, not everything has been touched upon. What has been said and written about the characteristics of the commander of the faithful does not constitute all his characteristics. It is only part of his characteristics. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, has been quoted as saying, "My brother Ali has characteristics which are countless." That is to say, people cannot count his characteristics because they are beyond the understanding of ordinary people. This is the commander of the faithful. Well, we need a role model and a leader. Therefore, we should adopt such an outlook towards the commander of the faithful. Greetings be upon him.
Allahu Allahu Allahu.
Profound advice given by Imam Ali to his son is the topic of this part. And what is the advice for today? How to pray to God for our needs. Do not seek help or protection from anybody but Allah. Reserve your prayers, your requests, and your solicitations for Allah only. Because to withhold, to deprive, and to deny lies in His power alone. Therefore, the best thing for you is to seek guidance from the one who has created you, who maintains and nourishes you, who has given you a balanced mind and a normally working body. Your invocations should be reserved for him alone. Your requests and solicitations should be to Him alone, and you should only fear Him. Realize this truth, my son, that the Lord who owns and holds the treasures of heaven and the earth has given you permission to ask and to beg Him for them, and He has promised to grant your prayers. He has told you to pray for His favors that He may grant them to you, and to ask for His blessings that He may bestow them upon you. Allah has not appointed guards to prevent your prayers from reaching Him, nor is there any need for anybody to intercede with Him on your behalf.
We notice that in Islam, some laws have changed. If you look comprehensively at the laws of Islam, you see that that some laws have changed. Some laws are no longer applicable today. However, the laws of worship are still the same. The same worship that existed during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it exists still today. Muslims worshipped 5 times a day, and they prayed 5 times a day, they still pray 5 times a day. Fasting was for an entire month during the month of Ramadan, we still fast during the month of Ramadan. They performed pilgrimage, we performed pilgrimage, and so on and so forth. Acts of worship have not changed. The laws of worship have not changed. If other laws have changed, as we mentioned 2 nights ago, that for example, the selling of blood was not allowed up till a century ago, things have changed. Today, scholars say that you could sell blood. Previously, some scholars would ban the playing of chess. Today, some scholars allow chess. Some laws have changed, but acts of worship do not change. Why? Some say that today is the day of, this is the age of technology. People are landing on the moon. This is the age of the internet. This is the age of Google. The world has become into a global village. So many things have changed, and we still have to pray, and we still have to fast for an entire month. The world is advancing, the world is changing, and we Muslims are still praying 5 times a day, and we still go to Hajj, and we still perform wudu and ghusl. Shouldn't these things change? Shouldn't the acts of worship change in Islam and adapt to the changing world? The answer is no. Acts of worship should not change just because the world changes. Some needs do not change. We believe that worship is a human need. Just like we have a need to eat and drink, we have a need to worship. Just because it's the age of technology and the age of the internet and Google, does that mean that we should stop eating and drinking? And we shouldn't have 3 meals a day?
Brothers and sisters, that was all for this episode of today's special. Inshallah, we continue to learn more about the Holy Quran and the view of Imam Ali towards worshipping Allah. Till another episode, have a nice time. لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي حيدر